sign of a knowledge, but halfway down the page. So the Mora had this long-winded question that why is Rabbi Yochanan darshaning from Mishras to tell me that by Nozer had to be Tarpel Isser, rather we should say it's coming to teach me Tam Keiker, which is actually a Braisa, etc. So that was the question. And that Abaye asked, Omerle, so there's a guest over here of Homani Rabbananhi. Okay, so that you say Hezim Yistarful Yisr is going back in Rabbi Akiva, back in the Mishnah. Phil Sharpita B'yayin 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 is Kazayis is Chayiv. And we're saying Rabbi Akiva Darshan is the word Mishras to teach me Hetta Mitzarf Liyasi. This Braisa that you just brought me, which says Mishras teaches me Tam Keker, that's like the Rabbanon, the other Tanoim in the Mishnah who do not hold Hetta Mitzarf Liyasi. So what do they do with Mishras? They use Mishras to teach me Tam Keker. But Rabbi Akiva was saying that Rabbi Akiva Darshan is the word, the Pasuk of Mishras, to teach me Hetta Mitzarf Liyasi. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're saying Tom is the Iker, and I just want to make sure I understand this. Even if you take out the offending substance, it's
correct.
It'd be two issues then. One, it'd still be the issue if it touched it, so therefore we go from a chaining to a.
Okay, but now we're talking about Isser and Hetzer.
So if somebody takes it out itself, as long as it leaves.
So a person cooks a piece of chazer in soup, right. Takes the chazer out, and eats the soup. So there's the tam of the chazer in the soup. There's no chazer in the soup. You took all of it out.
Okay.
But there's tam. So that's. Okay, so Morris says, one second. So that's what we're answering. So Morris says, "Higher Bekiva, which Rabbi Akiva are you referring to? Ilem Rabbi Akiva the Hacha." So let's say the argument, like we said yesterday, that Tom Keiker, in some ways seems to be a more logical understanding of the pasuk than this kiddush of Hetta Mitzarf LeYisr. So you're saying, but Rabbi Akiva is clearly learning not Tom Keiker; he's learning the concept of Hetta Mitzarf LeYisr. So let's look at the case of the Mishnah and see if that's compelling. Ilem Rabbi Akiva the Hach, referring to Rabbi Akiva over here of our Mishnah. Tan Rabbi Akiva Omer, Afil Ashar Pita B'yayin, V'yesh B'kedev L'tzar of Kazayis Iskayiv. So you can gather together a Kazayis, L'tzar of Kazayis. So your understanding, it means from combining the wine with the bread. Well, the words letzarif can mean combined. It also means to gather together all the pieces, all of the wine spread out. Remember, the shear of the chiyah by Nozer was a kazayis of wine. So if I can gather together a kazayis worth of wine spread out over my piece of bread, I'm chayiv. So how do you know the word letzarif over here means combining? Sweet, please. Can't put it, save it down and come down. Okay.
Could it also mean just combining it with grape?
It could also be relevant for that, but he's been mechadish. I feel sharp to be yayin v'yeshu kalitzarev kazayis chayiv.
It would be hard to separate the wine from the bread. It becomes part of the word.
Correct. If it has absorbed a kazayis worth of wine, so the Morris says, "Mimai, where do you see in this Mishnah that Hetta Mitzarf LeYisr?" Dilma, the gears of the Bach, follow the Bach gears on the side. What the Mishnah means is not that there's a kazayis of the wine pressed to get only in combination with the bread, but there's a kazayis of the wine of its own. my lememra. So if you're going to ask me, okay, for the tzikazayis of the wine itself, so exactly, what are you being mechadish to me? So the answer is lafukim mitanakama damer asher yish to revius yain. So en ganami, the main point of the Mishnah is. The Tanakhama says the sheer frichi of wine is a revius. So the Rekiva, no, the sheer is a kazayis. Why do you say it in this scenario? He's also teaching me agav worcha, Tom Kaker. So I don't see in the Mishnah that the Mishnah, the Rekiva is saying hetem mitzdar flizer. El Rekiva the Braisa. So what rather? Sweet, I've asked you time and time again. Please be quiet. You don't do a favor. Leave the shear, please. Please leave. If I ask you to be quiet, I want you to be quiet. Do you understand that? Can you do it? So why don't you? Al Rekiva the Braisa, the Tanya, Rekiva Omer Nazar Shashar Pita Beyayin. So the Braisa says it more explicitly. So the Braisa says explicitly that the Kazayas was only in conjunction of the partially bread and partially wine. That's Chayim. So that's where you see Rabbi Kiva says clearly, and that's Rabbi Yochanan is saying, the Ravo is saying that Rabbi Yochanan, that he darshans Mishras to teach me that too. Okay, let's see the Rosh. So holding on the Rosh, towards the top of the page, the third Rosh, Dilma Lutin Tom Kaker. Maybe the Pasuk of Mishras is not teaching me Hetem Mitzarfli, it's like Rabbi Yochanan is saying, it's teaching me Tom Kaker. Lutin Tamar Shal Isser, that the having the flavor of the Isser is Kaikra, like the actual item itself, Mamoshay, the actual substance of the item itself, Kedem Farshu also. Pita b'yayin, sure pita b'yayin, v'yesh b'tam yayin. If he would soak it, and it would have the flavor of the wine, like the Mora is going to suggest now. But the Rosh points out that the Mora, this is a biased question, but the Mora actually interrupts a biased question. El Shat Talmud Hifsik b'emsa devarav. The Gemara interrupts in the middle of a biased words behuk shaloi, and it asks the Baya mikora havi kashalei. Abai originally challenged Rav Dimi in the other direction, that Rav Dimi said that the Mishnah is also the Hetem Mitzarfel Isser V'Dafke B'Nazir Al V'Shari Surim Shabbatara Loi Gerbina Minazir. So Abai originally was saying that, what do you mean that it's only by Nazir? I bring a proof to you, it's even by other Isurim that Hetem Mitzarfel Isser. So Abai is challenging and saying Hetem Mitzarfel Isser is everywhere in the Torah. Now he's saying, you know what? Why even by not? Maybe even not by Nazir. Like he's going out the other direction. And he asks all these questions. And he's attempting to prove that by other Isurim you say Hetem Mitzarfel Isser. That's what we're. That's what he did until now. And now Ella Mukmina Kral the Tom Kaker, and I have that's the words that I have over there. And there seems to be something missing. I have an asterisk with a bracket and I have nothing that it goes to.
Tzarech Lomar, the Hada Amar, the Lav, the Heter Mitzarif, the Isser, the Das, Ella Mukminon, Ruchu.
Okay, I don't know why this piece is missing, but it's missing. Okay? He's going to do it again a few lines later. You'll have to help me there, but there. Okay. So why is if Abai is now suggesting the other direction that even by Nazir it's for Tom Kaker? So why would you say Shari Surim? Abai is suggesting Tom Kaker. Hetem Mitzarfel Isser. Mashani Bosu the Shani Lay. The more answers, you're right. Rabbi originally was felt that this applies in Kol Torah Kula. But now the Rabdimi answered him. The Rabdimi I just want to point out the word Shuva is an answer, but a tshuva could also mean a response. So Rav Dimi said a statement, Abaya challenged it, that's also a tshuva. Not the tshuva of a sense of an answer, it's a response. So Rav Dimi answered, and Madocha tshuva was over, and he Rav Dimi pushed away all of Abaya's questions. The word of a tshuva means his questions. It means all that Abaya responded to what Rav Dimi said, Rav Dimi answered, he was doich of that. Because of a hukshaloi, now he says, okay. And again, I have. There's a gap over here. What do you have?
Near the Shalom of the Hikshalot, the Minayin lo the Lashum Tana, the Asay Mishras
lehet. So then he goes in another direction. He says, okay, that maybe there's no din of Hetzim Misaf Leisurim anywhere. You know, I thought it was Kol Torah Kula. You prove to me that it's not true. It's only by Nazir. So I'm saying, you know what? Maybe not even by Nazir. Maybe by Nazir is for Tom Kicker. Dilma Tom Kicker. So I have a Brisa. The Brisa says if you soak the Novim in the water, Vyeshma Tom Yayin, it's Chayiv. Chayiv will be Kazayas. He's Chayiv taking a Kazayas of that water. But let me show him Hatam Istarfli, is sir. It's not because that there's partially Isser and partially Heter, and the Heter, even though it's not Osser, is the start of the Isser to create a Shear, but rather, Elim Mishum the Isabed Kuli Isura, because since it absorbed the flavor, it gets the status of Isser. But this idea of Heter Misarfle Isser is not true. And now we can learn out to tell them everywhere else. With a Kalva Chomer, Nazir Sheni Yisur Yisur Loilum. It doesn't last forever. El Kamosh Pirish, as much as he said. He saw some, and if he didn't say anything, it's Lamed Yom. Number one, V'yayim Benovim Tarm LeBehanoa. And there's no Yisur Hanoa. It's only in Yisur Achila. That's not Ma'arvin LeNazir B'yayim. Like we have a Mishnah in Erevin that you can make a Ruve Tichumen for a Nazir using wine. It's a funny Raya. Okay. Yeah. Funny, interesting. Mishnah there says the reason why you're allowed to do it is only by Ruvit Chumen, because Ruvit Chumen it's only Mutal Dvar Mitzvah and Mitzvah of the Hundas. So. Okay, I'm not sure. Even while the person is a Nazir, he can actually remove the net. So Klayim is referring to Klay Karim. If a person will plant a grain of wheat, a grain of barley, and a grape seed, and it starts growing, it's asur b'hanoa l'olam. That which grows is asur b'hanoa forever. Hudin l'orla b'shtayim, and orla is similar to klai karam in 2 points. B'beis drachim. The Isura Isra Hanoa, it's Asur Banoa. Vein Hetel Isura, once it's Asur, the item which is Asur, there's no way to make a Mutter, but Tarkim Moshonim. Vishalam Lech and Lamemer Boad, the Lacher Gimel Mutteris. But the Isur does, not on this specific fruit, but on the tree, eventually ends. So my answer is, Revo, Domer Kirbekiva. The Shemina and the Hetel Misarfel Isur. Rebekiva says Hetel Misarfel Isur. So Revo, Amr Birchon is going in Rebekiva. So Morris says not the keeper of the Mishnah, but Dilma Miyayim Lechudei. Da'afka b'shiyesh kazayis b'luah b'secha pas. It's talking about a case that there is actually a full kazayis of wine absorbed in the bread. Okay. So what's the language of tziruf? Mitziruf shayach l'mishti bo mishum the nivla b'seich hapas, because it's not, it's sort of spread out in the bread, so you're gathering together all of the wine which is in the bread. That's the lashon of tziruf. So the Mishnah is not compelling that we're being mechadish this new idea of hatam mitzaref l'isser. So my answer is, there's a price. The Brisa says explicitly, you combine the bread and the wine and make a kazayis. So they don't have to be even by another. But if the flavor of the wine is in the bread, but they do agree to tam keker. So if there's, if a person would eat enough bread that there is the flavor of a kazayas of yayin, that would be chayiv because of tam keker. But Rekiva is saying that even without that, he's still chayiv because it had to be tzarf leis. Okay. So the Gemara.
So according to Rabbi Akiva, then if somebody put in less than a kazayas of wine, but the amount of bread was more than a kazayas, then that would be
Bichayev.
Bichayev, right. I just want to make sure.
He'll have less than kazayas of wine, but he has the bread also, so it's enough to be chayev for kazayas.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, you could go farther, no? Than less than a kazayas of bread, less than a kazayas of wine, but the combination together is at least a kazayas.
Correct, also
sufficient.
True. Yeah, correct. Half a kazayas of wine, half a kazayas of bread. Okay.
One question about the Mishnah. Eruv. Eruv Tanchuman. I was under the impression that whatever is used has to be edible for the person that's making use of the eruv.
Right. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that you can, this Mishnah says you can ma'ariv for Yisrael b'truma, you can ma'ariv for Nazir b'yayin, because the Nazir is able to be matur neder, and that he'd be able to drink it. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah over there.
And Yisrael would be able to
be matur safrasha, and since
truma.
He was mafresh truma, right? So he can be mafresh the afrosha of the truma, original truma, make it back to tevel, and then be mafresh something else, and this will become chulin. You can't be mafresh in Shabbos. Rebbe Truman is called benesh moshes. Benesh moshes, the Tana is going like Rebbe holds they weren't garbage on shoes in benesh moshes. That's the whole flow of the Mishnah. Yeah, I didn't want to get involved in that.
Why isn't that the Rabbanan anyway? The Rebbe Truman. I mean, according to most shitas, no?
It is, but I'm not following your thought process.
Well, but bringing a raya from a derabana.
But he's saying, but you're having hanah from it. He's bringing a raya that you're using it. So you see that you're being ma'arvel and nazar b'yai, and it means that you're getting a benefit out of it. You see, it's mutter b'hanah. But I was just asking that we paskin, you make it the tzarech mitzvah. It's not called a hanah. So, but. The point is to prove that you see that you can use it, you can get a benefit out of it.
What to make it an Erev
Tumah? Using the wine for an Erev Tumah, yeah.
What wine?
The Rosh pointed at. The Nozer, correct. Something more. Amalei Rav Acha Berei de Rav Avya le Rav Ashi Rav Akiva de Kamukim le Lahai v'chol Mishras lehetem mitzarf leisr. So Rav Akiva darshan's Mishras for hetem mitzarf leisr. So like we pointed out yesterday, Tom Kicker is a more logical usage of the pasuk. So we have to assume that Rav Akiva knows Tom Kicker from somewhere else. And therefore, he already knows Tom Kicker from somewhere else. He says, so what's this Pasuk of Mishnah for to tell me even Hetem Yisdar for this? So how does Rabbi Kiva know Tom Kicker? So let's in Tom Kicker, I mean, all that. So how does he know Tom Kicker? So the Morris is assuming for sure he knows Tom Kicker, and that's somewhere else. And they're saying, well, he gets to know this as well. I already know Tom Kicker. So this must be teaching me this new din of Hetem Yisdar for this. So Mora says, so the Mora goes to the same conversation in Pesachim. Yolam Ibasa Mechalev. Okay, so Laf Tamba Almahu. Va'osir. Hachinam Elishna. So he cooks the meat and the milk. And now he takes the piece of meat and he eats it. So the or vice versa. Right? He takes the milk and he drinks it. The milk doesn't have the actual meat in it, it just has the tam of the meat in it. But that's enough to be chayiv. To see tam kicker. So Mor says, so if that's the source, to teach you tam kicker in the Kultar Kula, the Rabbanan, the Bryce said before, the darshaning tam kicker from this pasuk of Mishras, what are your Mishras for? You have Basar B'Cholav. Rabbanan, mi Basar B'Cholav, like your meaning. You can't learn from Basar B'Cholav. The Chiddushu, because Basar B'Cholav is an extraordinary din. And if the Torah, by Basar B'Cholav, which is exceptional, the Torah is saying, Tam Kiker, I will not be able to learn to that Torah anywhere else, because by that exceptional thing, there's exceptional din. So what is exceptional about Basar B'Cholav? The Mor says, "My Kiddush." So, what's extraordinary by Basar B'Chol? Ilema, if you're going to suggest the High Luchudei Shori, Bahari Dari Oser, it's a strange thing that you take two things which are mutter and you put it together, it becomes Oser. That's not so extraordinary. Climb Nami, High Luchudei Shori, Bahari Luchudei Shori, Bahari Dari Oser. So, we find that combinations of things are problematic. We find that elsewhere in the Torah. So that's not something which is exceptional by Basar B'Cholav. Ellen Moore says, so what is the Kiddush of Basar B'Cholav? The Torah lay kula yoyma b'chalba shori mavash lay bishuli osir. So it's just a question of absorbing the two things together. So if you would soak it, Miraisa soaking, there's in a kavush kemavush of the rabbanon, but Miraisa soaking it doesn't generate an issa, even though you have meat and milk. But the Torah says that's not the problem. The problem is only if you cook it together. So by climb, it's just the point of putting two things together. But over here, it's this whole, so in this extraordinary din of that, by through cooking it, you create an issa, there's a din of tom kicker. Okay, but I won't learn that anywhere else. So the Torah says, you know what? You're right. Rabbi Kiva Nami Basar B'Cholav. So Rekiva has to agree to that point. The Basar B'Cholav is a Kiddush, and he has no source for Tom Kicker yet. Ella, we have to say no source. Let's see the Rosh will stop. Bottom one Rosh on the bottom. And all day. Hey Chadalek Kazai Sikr. Ella Tom. You only have the flavor. How do you know that? Now the Rosh says, well, who said he holds of it? The Mistar, but the Mor is assuming the Ilav, the Shemina Lemikra Achrina, Tom Kicker. If he had not had another source for Tom Kicker, having Mukil the Mishras for Tom Kicker, then he would have used Mishras for that purpose. Taking a half a kazayas of bread and half a kazayas of grape, let's say, eating them, that the half a kazayas of bread should be mitzarif to the Isser to make a kazayas of Isser, it's a big Kiddush. I would not have said that if I could teach you Tom Kicker. So Tom Kicker, I must know from somewhere else. So what's this for? Had to be starved, and that's the Mor's question. Okay.